in the studio. Fifth Harmony is hanging out.
Welcome to the morning show. I think we need to talk about the Radio Disney Music Awards.
We're so
much fun.
We're so excited. We got the opportunity to go last year, but we just went to present. So this year we're actually performing.
Yeah,
performing,
really
nerve wracking, but really exciting.
And we hope people like what we have to offer.
Well, I have a question. Yeah. So being on tour versus performing, like at an awards show, I hear that those are very different.
Very different.
Why? How?
Well, award shows are televised, so you have, like, a camera in your face that's also, a bunch of people at home are viewing as well. So if you mess up, it'll be, like, on Twitter in, like, negative 2 seconds. So it's a little more nerve-wracking, I think. Yeah. And also, when you're on tour, you're performing for, like, fans and stuff. So it's, like...
People who come to see you.
Yeah, who come to see you.
So it's more... I feel like that's more crowd interaction. Yeah. Like, during the show, you can kind of be like, hi, or, like, blow a kiss.
It's more intimate.
But, yeah, it's more intimate. Whereas the award shows, it's more about the demographic watching from behind the lens. Yeah.
So you can, like, blow a kiss to the camera.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We could.
Yeah, there it is.
Where are the cameras at?
Look at that.
That felt weird. I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I didn't like
it. No, it's okay.
You did it?
Yeah, I did it. You should do it. That one
over there. Do it.
He owned it. He nailed it.
That was a good duck face you got there.
Thank you. I work on it daily in the mirror.
So does Dinah.
We do too.
Duck face?
Yes.
You guys take a lot of selfies.
We were actually on Snapchat. We were just on Snapchat. We were like, ooh, we still all glam today. Pictures.
Well, see, it must be challenging. Like, who has the longest arm?
Because Dinah.
Dinah's designated selfie taker.
Because she has the longest arm.
You and me.
That's her job in the group. Like, whenever we have to take a selfie between all the five of us, we're like, Dinah.
Come here, we need to take a selfie.
I know, now this side became like my favorite.
You think that's a joke, but that's an actual thing that happens.
Yeah. All right, there we go. The girls of Fifth Harmony hanging out this morning. More with them on the way. The girls of Fifth Harmony, they are here. We're counting down 5 days till the Radio Disney Music Awards. Now, I think the first time that we all met was last year at the show.
Yep.
And you let me sing with you.
Oh, I remember that.
Yes!
And it was great.
Yeah.
We got a big reaction from the fans. They want more. So maybe this year, maybe not during the performance, okay? I don't want to outshine you guys or anything like that.
You know, we totally
understand. Please be respectful.
Thank you. You're
so considerate. Performance backstage or something after.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
So we'll start. Sounds good. Maybe me and my girls would be a good...
Like a post-show thing.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Cool.
I feel like it's too early in the morning to bring that out now.
No, it's not.
That was really good.
I think the one thing that I remember from meeting you guys for the first time, and even today, like every time we see you guys, is you hug every single person.
I know. You're huggers.
Does it annoy you? Be honest.
No,
it's the most amazing.
We actually wonder how it feels on your side.
No, we like it.
Yeah.
Sometimes people come in and you do the awkward, like, do I shake your hand? Do I do the hug?
Yeah. We just go straight in.
I have to confess, embarrassing story. Cody Simpson came in here. I went in for the hug. He went for the shake. I've continued to go for the hug.
He continued to go for the shake.
It happened twice. It happened twice in a row.
So how did that...
Cody Simpson.
It's like maybe more on your guys' side. I'm just a hugger. I want to...
You can kind of tell, though, like the vibe of the person. Like that person will let you know if they want to shake your hand.
You know what else is kind of awkward? When you're hugging somebody and the face is going the same way.
And you might accidentally, you know.
Almost
kids,
like, oh.
Yeah, that's really weird.
Side hug. And then it's awkward after.
It's so weird. I just high-five them.
You can't go wrong with a high-five. You can't go wrong with a high-five.
Never.
Oh, you know what? That is going to be what I learned today. You cannot go wrong with a high-five. Next time Cody Simpson comes down, I'm going to say,
high-five, brother.
High five
at him.
Bring him in.
Just come up behind him.
Oh, man. More fun. More Fifth Harmony coming up.
Yay!
So much.
Right here on Radio Disney.
Morning. This morning, joined by the girls of Fifth Harmony, talking all about the Radio Disney Music Awards. 5 days away. Now, obviously, girls, what you're going to wear, that's a big deal. So do you, how do you guys go about, like, picking an outfit for
stylists
show?
Are the
we
best.
We don't.
Yeah.
And
we can go with
them. We tell them what, like, we like and what we have an idea
like
what
shape,
and then they kind of present us with like a big rack of clothes.
That's awesome.
Well,
Becky G has offered.
I love her.
They're friends.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you should collab if you ever need a rap.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Wait, really?
She make the beat sicker.
But she has offered to dress Morgan for the Radio Disney Music Awards.
He is incapable.
That's not true.
I mean, he needs a lot of help.
Me too.
But if you guys have any suggestions for him,
for what?
For the Radio Disney Music Awards?
Yeah,
or like JT style,
or like a pink sparkly leotard would be really cool.
So Camila thinks this sparkly leotard is the way to go.
We're gonna put that in the toward the bottom of the list, but it's still on the list.
Okay, cool. Really? Okay. I think that should be number one.
I think so too.
I think you'd rock that. Maybe the leotard could have like bow stitched to it.
Okay. Dude, Camila, another first for when I saw Fifth Harmony for the first time is the bow.
Oh.
At the after party for the Radio Disney
Music. Oh, yeah. The huge one
where?
That weighs
where
more than my head.
Where does one find a gigantic bow?
It is made for you.
A gigantic bow store.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, you didn't know that existed? But yeah, it had to be like stitched to my head, to my brains.
Stitched to your
waist. Because it was so heavy that if I put it on like just the headband, I would literally be like. It was hardcore. It was soft grunge.
Patty and Fifth Harmony is here.
We got some fun for you guys right now. You ready?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Our producer Brandon's gonna bring you guys.
I know that it's early in the morning for radio. It's a little bit weird, but we're gonna make you guys be silent while we ask you these questions. Ooh. Your job is to write.
Okay,
I'm 3 steps ahead.
Basically, you gotta be quiet. All you gotta do is write the person's name that you think this applies to the most.
Are you ready?
But no cheating.
Okay.
Okay. So the first question: who takes the longest to get ready?
Okay. Wait, we'll wait till everybody's finished.
I know, I have third grader handwriting, but I can write really fast. So bad.
We have an Allie, a Dinah, another Allie.
Oh, a Dinah.
A Dinah.
That's a lie.
We all usually take the same time.
So, Dinah and Allie are tied, I think.
Question number two.
Silence.
Who is the most likely to get lost?
Don't cheat. I see your eyes wandering right there.
I'm cheating.
Wow.
Armani's cheating.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so far the boards are beginning to turn around. We have three Dinahs.
Three Dinahs, Allie. Who's Bubba?
Me or Bubba?
I put Dinah or me or both of us together.
Okay,
yeah. Them together. Hey, forget it.
No, but we would get lost together.
Well, Dinah's going to be lost because she's getting ready somewhere.
Why does everyone seem right?
Because Dinah, you slow.
Third question. You guys ready?
No, I'm...
Yeah, so far you're in the lead, Dinah.
Yeah, thank you.
You're a winner.
Who's the morning person out of you guys? Like, who is I think this may be a clean sweep here.
Dude!
Allie! Wow, 5 straight for Allie.
I feel like Allie...
You know what it is to have someone at 7 o'clock in the morning like,
good morning, guys!
Good morning, girls!
Good morning!
We're going to have a lovely day today. Let's do it! How you feeling?
Dude, Allie, I could just get the sense from you that you're kind of like the mom of the group
bit. Yeah,
okay. Definitely.
Well, see, that's true because we host a morning show, so anytime you want to call us, like, whatever you want to do. So Dinah is the winner, apparently.
AKA great. The loser. But losing is good.
It's Camila and Dinah. It's the two of them.
We're Camila.
Fifth Harmony on Radio Disney.
Finishing things up with the girls of Fifth Harmony.
Before we end this really quickly about the nicknames thing, we're going to go one by one and you're going to say your real name and then the nickname that the group has made for you.
So we don't have...
You don't have nicknames?
No,
we do. We have nicknames, but between like each other.
Right.
Like me and Lauren may have nicknames for each other, but me and Dinah's is different.
Yeah.
We all have different.
I don't have that with anyone.
No, I call you Lo sometimes.
I call you Lo.
I love you. But sometimes I call you, like, Loren. Like, I'll be like, Loren.
They call me Choppa.
They call Allie Choppa.
I call Normani Moni.
Moni.
I call Morgan stupid.
I think you win.
I call Mila Concho.
Bubba.
Wait, I call you Concho and Bubba. Concho is the original one.
I
call
Dinah Lala. It's very complicated.
I'm really confused as to why you guys changed it.
We can move on to that. Now I'm kind of sad that I brought it up.
I don't know any of your names anymore. Number one, you're number two, you're number three.
Whoever you are, we are very excited.
He was
the Radio Disney
Thank
Music
you.
Award.
Oh,
so excited to see you perform.
Me too.
Thank you guys for coming to the morning show.
Thanks for having us.
And you too.
We are wide